Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great Sunday night of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Grade 1 racing action is back tonight with the running of the Grade 1 Go Man Go Handicap. The Go Man Go field is expected to feature champion Impressum as he looks for a record-setting third win in the Go Man Go. Plus Grade 1 winners Stanley Cartel, Unrelentless, and Scoops Dynasty, and more. It's a lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations or Pacific Classic Day, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse, the Go Man Go Handicap, tonight.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. Oh, how I lost the rider. Diver is going. to the front. Gamely and Rising Market, nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Victory has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's. You'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning. Hope you're having a great summer, everybody, and thank you for listening wherever you may be. Huge day in Thoroughbred Racing yesterday, and of course, Traverse Stakes Day, the Midsummer Derby at Saratoga. That is the creme de la creme. Outstanding on-track crowd yesterday, 48,255. That's the good news. The not-so-good news is the overall handle was down over 13% yesterday at Saratoga, and I think no question that's the byproduct of some short fields. Certainly there was no lack of grade one quality yesterday. Some great performances. We got a lot of ground to cover here throughout the two-hour show. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragazin Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. And again, Billy Mott, another, you know, just tremendous performance from the Derby Belmont Stakes winner. And no question, going to be the early favorite for the Breeders' Cup Classic here at Del Mar Sovereignty. He wins by 10 lengths. According to Brad Free of Daily Racing Form, was in touch with him earlier. Sovereignty got a 115 buyer's speed figure. And if you saw him do it, that's not surprising. I got to say this as well. Brian Hernandez, he continues to shine on the biggest stages. What a class act, John.
He really is, Mike, and a terrific performance by Torpedo Anna because she was beat. She won that on heart and guts. I mean, Darth Vader won by her, and she just refused to lose, and she lay it down. Listen, the big three horses yesterday with fan following and fan favorites, Torpedo Anna, Book 'Em Dan, and Sovereignty, people came to see them, and all three ran very, very well. Maybe if you were betting, you were trying to beat some of them. But as far as the fan base is concerned, they all performed well, and I guess the fans were happy. And you're right, very disappointing as far as the handle's concerned. But when you have five horse fields, Mike, and you have 1-5 shots, you know, they're just not going to bet money. They're not going to churn money, that's for sure. And it is what it is. But the performances were great. Frank Marimatti's calls were great. It was a great day of racing, safe. Everybody returned safe and sound, so no complaints or problems there. And again, the quality was great. The quantity of field size, not so much.
Yeah, you know, it's just
it is what it is, I guess you could say. We're going to talk Pacific Classic here real quick. We got David Jerkins from the Del Mar Racing Office coming on. Big development earlier in the week. It looks like Fierceness is coming out. Entry is going to be taken on Tuesday. Back to the personal incident, Torpedo Anna. What a stretch duel that was with Darth Vader. And I just really enjoyed Brian Hernandez again on horseback in the post-race interview. Sovereignty. What more can we say about him? He is the best three-year-old right now. And the journalism camp, Aaron Wellman, going to be joining us top of the next hour. He worked again yesterday. It looks like 99-1 he will run. 99% yes, 1 no. He will run against 3-and-ups in the Pacific Classic. The likes of Nisos, Fierceness, and that should be one heck of a race, John. We were talking before we went on air. You think that's shaping up as the race of the summer next Saturday at Del Mar?
I really believe that, Mike, and you have to give journalism's connections so much credit. They didn't buck anybody. They fought every fight. They showed up, and now they're going into the deep end of the pool and facing all the horses. So much credit for them, and total sportsmanship, and really good for the game. And obviously, he's gathering quite a following as well. Again, he can't beat journalism. He can't beat Sovereignty at this point, but it's still early, and you never know what happens
as time
goes on. But obviously, Sovereignty at this point is at the head of the class.
But boy, what a great thing for California to again have the Breeders' Cup here, second year in a row at Del Mar, and to have the Classic. It's a long way off. So many things can happen. But knock wood, it holds the way it looks like it could. And we're going to have a great showdown with the three-year-olds and then the older horses. And it certainly looks like Horse of the Year is absolutely at stake there, John.
Well, I think Sovereignty has Horse of the Year at this point. But, again, obviously anything could happen. And if horses turn the tables, anything goes. Yeah. And everyone looks as the Breeders' Cup Classic as the be-all and end-all. But I don't know. You know, listen, the body of work that Sovereignty
tremendous
put in this year, all he did was win, win, win.
Yeah, I know.
So how could you knock him?
You can't. Hey, real quick, a tip of the cap to Frank Miramati. I thought a great job all day. But in the forego, the New Jersey-bred gelding, book him, Dano. Frank, he just nailed it after the wire. He said he wins the Grade 3 True North. He wins the Grade 2 Alfred Vanderbilt. And now he takes the Grade 1 Forego, the pride of New Jersey. It was just a great show. It really was. And that horse has got so much heart.
He does, Mike, and he has a real following. I mean, he fires every time. He never throws in a bad race. You know, I thought he was a bet against yesterday personally, and I was dead wrong because he put in another solid effort to win his third in a row, all at Saratoga, all with Paco Lopez, who absolutely has to love this horse because all he does is win for him. And, again, terrific job. It was a full field, no short, five-horse fields. He earned it, and he deserves it.
Okay, I'm going to see if we can roll in Frank Miramati's stretch call of yesterday's Grade 1 Travers, Junior Alvarado aboard Sovereignty, and they're moving around the far turn. Here's Frank. Kind of an abrupt out there. I didn't intend for that to happen, John. But anyway, he won by 10 lengths, and in so doing, knocked down a 115 buyer. It's all sights now set on the Breeders' Cup Classic at Del Mar the first Saturday in November.
That's what it looks like, and Mott has been extremely conservative, you know, taking his time with this horse and doing the right thing by him. He gives him time between races. He knows this horse better than anybody, and if he's going to wait to the run in the Breeders' Cup, well, then he knows what he's doing. And by the way, as easy a win as you could get. Yes, there wasn't much in the field, I get it, but he never laid the whip on the horse. I think he hit him twice in the whole stretch I was watching. It was basically a hand ride. It was a public workout, really, for the most part. And listen, they all say Saratoga's the graveyard of favorites and champions.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That wasn't the case yesterday. The favorites and champions showed up and performed well.
No question. Hey, John, we've got 10 races the day after the Travers at Saratoga. Where do you want to go for radio?
All right, well, let me put everyone on alert that it's certainly going to rain here at some point today. The skies are overcast. They're holding the MTOs in the later races, so they must know that the rain is coming. My radio play comes in the opener. It's for turf only. We should get through the first race, hopefully, and I like the number 3 horse in here, Off Script. A 3-year-old filly from the Bill Walden barn tried grass last time for the first time, and she ran super. I Ride Ortiz aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 3, Off Script, to win today's first race at its Saratoga.
And post time for that is 1:10 Eastern. And, John, as we head to the Pacific Classic this coming Saturday, tell us what's up at jonhardoon.com.
3 best plays, $10, full car, $25. We offer Saratoga and Del Mar selections, always available by 3 p.m. the day before the races.
Okay, terrific. Hey, John, thank you so much, and look forward to getting you back. Take a look at Del Mar today. Feature race, short field, it goes early. We've got a brilliant filly center stage once again for Richie Baltus by the name of Sweet Azteca. She's 2-5 on the morning line. But there's a filly in here really on the improve, got a ton of talent by the name of Formula Rosa, and we're going to have her trainer, Mark Glad, joining us in just a few minutes. So look forward to getting you back to talk about everything, John. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. Hey, Elise, I might have given you a bad number on David Jerkins, so come on in here and we'll see what we can do there. Right now, let's go ahead and ring up Tony Alavado, if we can, from Naira Betts. They had a very special guest on set yesterday. I thought it was a great move. In Dave Portnoy, so we'll talk about that. And Portnoy, a guy that's getting involved in thoroughbred ownership, and he's also very much involved in Division I college football on Fox Sports 1. Going to be trying to bolster the exposure for the Big Ten, and of course the SEC just lays over the rest of the field these days. But they've enlisted the services of Portnoy to try and give. To try and give the Big Ten some more exposure throughout the season. We'll see how it goes. I just think it's good for our game having a guy of his magnitude helping us out here in thoroughbred racing. Let's get to the phones and say hello to Tony Alavado from Naira. He's on his way to JFK from Saratoga. Tony, good morning. Congrats on a great day on TV yesterday. I know the handle was off, but when you've got some short fields, even though the quality's off the chart, as you know, Tony, it's tough to generate the churn and get those numbers to where they were a year ago.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. You know, it's funny because everybody's, you know, really doom and gloom about the handle, but we did $54 million. It's the third best Travers Day ever.
Yeah.
And literally the difference between us having a record year like we did last year and this year was the one race, the Travers, which was a 5-horse field with a 2-5 shot. So, you know, we're happy. It's not just about handle. It's about the experience, the exposure, and we feel like we're in a good place, you know, getting racing on television. And if you, you know, if you've been to Saratoga, you see it on TV. The atmosphere is amazing. It's like the Disneyland of horse racing. So we feel like we're trending in the right direction, and we were happy with the handle results. If you had told me yesterday morning that we were going to do $54 million, I would have took it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Hey, Tony, I know you had to be the guy pretty much key in getting Dave Portnoy, a guy who's just huge these days. Of course, he made his mark with Barstool Sports. He's everywhere now in all media, it seems like. He's got a ton of followers. But to me, it's important. Anytime we can try and get our game involved with other people from big sports, be they athletes, celebrities, what have you. But I thought Dave did a good job on air. Lafitte Jr., or the third, I should say, another great job kind of, you know, running the show there. But talk about getting Dave Portnoy on yesterday on Travers Day there on Big Fox.
Yeah, you know, Mike, one of the criticisms that horse racing's had for quite a while now, and probably rightly deserved, is we're not willing to take chances, think outside the box. And, you know, getting Dave Portnoy to come on the show and get him, you know, engaged in horse racing has really been a positive thing. He is really introducing the sport to new fans. So, you know, DraftKings has sponsored the Travers the last 2 years. He's closely affiliated with them. And we've had, you know, two of our three best Travers ever have been the last 2 years. I think a lot of it has to do with him and bringing some of that sports betting audience to cross over and get them to bet on horse racing, which, as you know, is the key to the future of horse racing right now. So if ever we're going to have an opportunity to turn the tide on where the industry has been trending, it's going to be because of that. So when you get someone like Dave Portnoy to come on board, who is has a massive, massive appeal, and to get him to be able to talk about racing and get people interested on a big stage like Fox, it can only be a positive thing. And I think that, you know, all the points you made are legit.
Well, Tony, your points are legit as well. And listen, this explosion of sports betting. My youngest son's 23. He's in Vegas right now with four of his buddies. They're texting me back and forth. Hey, what do you think about this prop, this and that? I mean, it has just exploded. And right now, man, oh, man, what a job it is for us to not even think about expanding our reach, but just trying to hold our ground, Tony. This is a tough, tough assignment.
Yeah, but, you know, if you can get 2% of the people that bet on sports to end up betting on horse racing, it's going to be a game changer. If you get 5%, it's very dramatic.
You think it's doable, Tony?
I think it is. And listen, I know like Fixed Odds and taking us a little off subject, so I apologize, but Fixed Odds are something that are in the horizon. It could have obviously some cannibalization to the tote pools, but if we get Fixed Odds, it'll allow the sports books to do some cool things where you could parlay, you know, now you take Sovereignty, who's 2-5, and you could put them in a parlay to the Dodgers and the Yankees. And get them involved in other mainstream sports.
Well,
and I think that that's got a huge, huge opportunity for us.
Hey, I mentioned Dave Portnoy on set yesterday on the Big Fox show, and you're the guy in charge. I think it was Lafitte III, Jonathan Kenchen, and was
Tom Amos
does a great job, had another nice winner yesterday. But here's Lafitte and Dave Portnoy on the set yesterday at Saratoga on Travers Day.
Dave was on us here on Fox Saratoga Saturday. I don't know if you entertained. Yeah, horse racing and college football. That's living right. What initially intrigued you about this sport?
So my dad was taking me here when I was maybe 12, 13, like to Saratoga all the time. Fell in love with the place. I grew up 20 minutes north of Suffolk Downs. Total dump. Absolute dump. But you could go there after, you know, baseball practice, gamble. So I've loved it for a long time. Started in these, you know, the infield here, the cheap seats. And then as Barstool slowly progressed, slowly upgraded the seats from betting to more betting to now buying a couple horses. Maybe one day we get one in the gate. Who knows? So it's fun. I love the sport.
Tony, you can tell Dave a little bit frustrated. He's put some money up, and you want to run. And as you know, man, things don't always go right. You got to be patient. It looks like that's a tough assignment with Dave Portnoy.
Yeah. You know, you've been in the game a long time, Mike, and you know how hard it is for these owners, and you feel for them. But he's in it. He loves the game. You know, he's really trying to support it, even on the charity side with different horse racing charities. So he's putting his money through the windows. He's supporting the sport on the air. He's buying horses. He's supporting the charities. So he's really 100% all in.
Well, that was a great get yesterday, getting Dave Portnoy on air. Tony, thanks so much. Closing day at Saratoga a week from tomorrow on Labor Day weekend. What can we look for on air? Anything new?
Yeah, so listen, we're really excited that next Sunday is the Jockey Club Gold Cup, and right now it's looking like Mindframe, Sierra Leone, and White Abario are going to run. And so that race originally was slated to be on FS2 later in the day, and because of the great relationship with Fox, they're going to give us an hour on broadcast television.
Nice.
That's going to be early. It's going to be at between 1 and 2 p.m. Eastern. So we're going to open the gates early, 11:20 first post. We have a giveaway that day, which traditionally means the crowd comes early, leaves early. So we'll have a big crowd here. We're going to do some fun stuff. And we're excited to get some of our biggest sports on broadcast television one last time this season.
That's huge. And White of Barrio, you know, we thought we had them here for the Pacific Classic, but they decided to go ahead and stay home. But that certainly helps the Jockey Club Gold Cup a week from tomorrow. Tony Olivato, on behalf of NYRA, great job all summer on TV. Really have enjoyed everything. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right. Adios. Let's get down to Del Mar, and I think I got at least the right number this time. Say hello to David Jerkins, their racing secretary there. Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
All right. Sorry for the misfires there. That was on me. Let's talk Pacific Classic. I've got Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners coming on. He's becoming a regular. I hope I'm not going to be obligated to put him on the payroll because there is no payroll. But anyway, we draw Tuesday at the Brigantine for the Pacific Classic this coming Saturday, and it sure looks like you've got NYSOS for Bob Baffert, journalism, and that's not all. Tell us about it.
Right. So as you mentioned, on Tuesday, we will take entries for the Pacific Classic, and we're excited just the way that it's shaping out right now. You know, obviously things can change, but at this stage, it looks like, you know, potentially could be one of the races of the year. So, hopefully everything falls into place and, you know, we'll actually, you know, on Tuesday, you know, have the draw and then we'll see how many hit the gate on, Saturday.
Exactly. And you do expect Todd Pletcher's fierceness to hit the entry box, right?
That's what it's sounding like, Mike. So, fingers crossed that, you know, materializes as far as that goes. I mean, you mentioned NYSOS. I think he's proved himself to be a star right now in the handicap division. If we can land journalism, obviously that's massive. So, you know, we're cautiously optimistic, but it sounds like things are falling into place.
Well, we sure hope so. And I know a guy in your position, you can never count on anything till they get in the gate and the man says go, because so many things can happen in advance. In addition to the Pacific Classic, and I believe we've got an early first post time Saturday at Del Mar, tell us what folks can expect.
Right, so we go to 1:30 post starting on Pacific Classic Day Saturday. In addition to the Pacific Classic, we have four other graded stakes races on the card, two of which are Breeders' Cup Win and You're In, the Del Mar Handicap, and the Green Flash, which actually the Green Flash is really shaping up to be a tremendous race with some out-of-state participants, it looks like. So it's a big day of racing. It's obviously our biggest day. We're going to run 11 races on that day, and then our post time will remain at 1:30 for the remainder of the meet. Other than Friday, which we race at 3 o'clock.
Hey, Dave, do you have any idea what the handle situation is looking like? I know Del Mar, they decided to go ahead and take it on the chin a little bit in terms of the computer-assisted wagering, but you've cleaned up the optics. I don't hear any – this is very unusual, as you know, Dave, in this game. I haven't heard any bitching. I really haven't. Because we're not seeing these wild odd swings in the wind pools. I think that's you guys are to be saluted. I know there's a price to pay, though, bottom line. But that said, how does the handle stack up year to year at this point?
Well, yesterday we had another good day. We were up from, you know, the corresponding day a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're trending in the right direction, like you said. There's a lot of positive vibes here at the track. You know, I think the crowds have been tremendous. I'm happy with the product that we put out there each and every day. You know, we're seeing we had a really good week last week in terms of handles. So things are trending in the right direction here. And, you know, our premier race and our premier weekend, you know, Labor Day weekend, you know, we're expecting full fields. So, we expect this trend to continue.
Well, I'll tell you, it's all anecdotal on my part, but people I talk to up here in the L.A. area that have been going down there, they just love it. I really mean that, David. They say, yeah, you know, it's so beautiful, and it just feels like you're free. Obviously, things are expensive. It's summertime. We're in 2025. But the people that want to go racing, they're very, very happy with the experience. There's a lot to be said for that, David.
Right. And obviously I live here year round, so I get, you know, the perspective from locals. But like you said, a lot of people travel Orange County, Los Angeles, et cetera.
Yep.
But the vibe is it's a place where people want to be. And, you know, we've seen a lot younger demographic of a crowd, I think, this year. And again, you know, the weather, you know, we always harp on our 70 and sunny weather here at Del Mar every day. So, things are really, really going well. We've got two more weeks to go for this meet, but I'm really optimistic, like I said, about the product moving forward in terms of our stakes races over the weekend. And then closing week, usually, as you know, there's that high demand to run here at the end. So we should finish.
Okay, a lot to look forward to. Thanks so much, Dave. Again, post position draw for the Pacific Classic this Tuesday. And I know you got our two-day Super Bowl on the horizon. Everybody looking at that, no doubt. The Breeders' Cup World Championships, the first weekend in November, that Friday and Saturday. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck today, David.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Anytime.
You bet. We'll step aside momentarily, and we're going to be coming back strong, checking in with John Lindo down in Carlsbad. And then we've got Orlando Gutierrez. They got a big night tonight at Los Alamitos. Again, Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners. We're going to find out for sure, is journalism running in the Pacific Classic next Saturday? Trainer Mark Glad joins us right after that next hour. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
I never saw the end in sight.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz and Chris Monreal in studio here at the Big A in Anaheim. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get down to Carlsbad en route to Del Mar and say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. I've talked a lot about Saratoga, but neglected to mention a big win in yesterday's Pat O'Brien, a mild upset. Dr. Venkman. Boy, he drew the rail, but he never got crowded down there. I think that was the big key. You got to give Umberto Rispoli some credit for the way he rode the horse. But, boy, if you stuck with the good doctor, even though he drew the inside for the third time in a row, you got a $7.40 win mutual. He won by a half a length. And now Mark Glatt, they got options. The Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile or the Breeders' Cup Sprint. He's in because the O'Brien was a Breeders' Cup win and you're in race. I did not get a buyer fig on Dr. Venkman yesterday, but visually, he was impressive, I thought, John.
And, he caught a couple of breaks. He's a horse that doesn't like to race on the inside, Mike, but yep. Speedboat Beach for Bob Baffert, he was kind of getting out the whole way from the inside and it kind of opened the lane for him. So Turner for Home, he was able to come right up the inside. There was nothing blocking his path, and he got the job done, and he was due for a good trip. He's had some tough goes from bad posts in a series of races. So he finally got rewarded, and like you say, that's a win, and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. That's a two-turn race at Del Mar. So Mark Glatt has some decisions to make, but That is a hard-knocking, hard-trying horse, Dr. Venkman.
But am I correct in saying, can they also run in the sprint if they so choose? Does that get them in there?
It's not a winning you're in for the sprint. It's just strictly
just
for the
mile.
So they would have to pay their way into the sprint, which they can do.
Right. What would you do?
You know what? I would sit back and watch the competition, see who's going where. And you know he likes Del Mar. He can get a mile. And you see which race comes up tougher, and maybe you find the path of least resistance.
Exactly. I think you heard David Jerkins. He's happy with the way things have been trending at Del Mar. And again, I salute Josh Rubenstein, everybody down there, for eliminating this optic nightmare that we've had going on here in Southern California for quite a few years now, with the computer-assisted wagering and these huge odd swings, late swings in the win pools. They turn new players off. They completely sour veteran players. And to me, it's a move they had to make. Here's hoping Santa Anita is able to do the same thing.
Well, I tell you, a couple of weeks into the meet, when the management decided to go ahead and turn off the CAWs from the wind pools at 2 minutes to post, we have seen very little odds changes after that point to the time the gates open. It's made for a lot more confidence for me to go ahead and play win bets, and I have made more win bets at this meet than I have in a long, long time. So it's something that if I see 3-1, I know I'm going to get 3-1, maybe 5-2 or something like that, then I can go ahead and bet. I just don't want to bet 3-1 and find out I got 7-5.
Speaking of the overall situation, let's talk about ownership. Let's talk about breeding here in California. A big announcement a week ago yesterday from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. We had their president, Doug Burge, on air here a week ago, and Doug talked about the flagship fall initiative program. They don't want to sit still. They realize, we've had some pretty tough developments most recently. Essentially, the closing of Harris Farms up in Coalinga, not totally closed, but they're not going to be standing any more studs, and they're greatly scaling back. They had a number of horses go through a digital sale. Doug talked about the fact they're waiving registration fees for California-bred foals born this year, next year, and in 2027, and there's more, John.
Absolutely. Besides that, starting with mares bred in 2026, the foals for next year, the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association will award $1,000 for each foal registered as a cowbred. If you're a breeder, you can do a maximum of 25 foals per breeder, so that's $25,000 there. That's one incentive to make your foal a cowbred. And if you're buying mares to breed in California, if you spend $20,000 or more and the mare is 12-year-old or younger, let's say you go to the November breeding stock sale in Kentucky and bring back a mare or two, the CTBA is going to give you a $3,000 transportation stipend. So they'll ship that mare back out to California for you to get ready for the breeding season next year.
These are significant, proactive moves. I would encourage everybody, if you're thinking about breeding, go to ctba.com for more on the story. And, you can call over there and speak with Doug directly and just see what's going on as we get ready to move into 2026. Hey, John, your take on sovereignty. When you think about the top three-year-olds we've seen the last 20 years or whatever, how good is he in your opinion?
He's way up there, Mike. I'll wait till the results are all done. But you watch him at a mile and a quarter, the way he ran past a very good journalism twice, and he toyed with those horses yesterday at Saratoga. He's going to go a mile and a quarter in the Breeders' Cup Classic. At that distance, he's now tactical. He can go inside, outside of horses. He's got that turn of foot. He is one good three-year-old, and I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be way up high on a lot of lists.
I would totally agree with that. And it looks like this crop, to me, we got a very deep crop of three-year-olds this year.
And we'll find out a little bit if journalism runs, and hopefully he does in the Pacific Classic next Saturday, because he's running against older horses. That'll help give us a line on this three-year-old crop.
John, let's talk South Point a little bit. Steve Johnson heads up the race book up there, was in touch with me yesterday. They are on the cusp, their busiest time of the year, college and pro football. He said they've got rooms for Labor Day weekend, and anybody going, they can pick up the Lindo Report. free of charge, and you can make your reservations toll-free. Ask for Steve Johnson in the racebook at 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. And, John, I know you're there a lot. They really treat the customer right.
It's fantastic. You're right. This is a great time of year. We've got the college and pro football getting in full swing here very, very shortly. We're going to have the baseball playoffs starting next month. So a lot to go. And, you know, they have a few races there in the racebook, too. So it'll keep you busy day to night at the South Point. Get out there, see Steve Johnson. Try the restaurants. Great food out there, too, Mike. I know you've been to several of those restaurants.
I have.
And, you'll enjoy it when you get out there. And, I'll be sneaking out very, very soon.
And they're reasonable. Folks, they've got lines up now for the first weekend of the National Football League. That's at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Well, John, let's go ahead and look at today. Let me ask you, I'm going to have Mark Glad on here in hour two. How good is Formula Rossa? Can she make Sweet Azteca run in today's Rancho Bernardo, which goes early as the second race?
Formula Rossa is very good, Mike. We don't know how good yet. We know Sweet Azteca is terrific. And here's a question for you to ask for Mark Glad. This is the first handicap where I actually noticed the spread and the weights could make a difference. Sweet Azteca carries 126. Formula Rossa assigned 115. I don't know what Antonio Frisou can make as far as the weights go. I'd love to know what he'll carry today, because an 11-pound weight break could make a difference in that race.
You know, Bobby Frankel used to always say, you know, sprinting, that's where the weight break really took effect. And he used to say, and it's when they push off from there. I don't know if he talked to Mr. and Mrs. Ed and found that out or what, but he used to say it's when they left the gate. That's what made the difference.
Well, you got to get that weight rolling. You got to get it in motion. And, you know, it's harder to get more weight going, but these are big animals. But you just don't see handicaps anymore where there actually is a spread in weight, so you have to look at it. And this one caught my eye.
Yeah, well, good point. Hey, listen, let's make some money for the listeners, John.
Let's go to the eighth race. You can ask Mark Glad about this one coming back off the layoff. Number six, Ghost of Midnight, a horse that loves to win races. There's a ton of speed in this race, including Hijazi from the Baffert stable. Ghost of Midnight likes the stock. He likes Del Mar, and he runs very well fresh. I think he's in a good spot to come back running. 3-1 on the program. Number six, Ghost of Midnight for Mark Glad, race number eight at Del Mar.
Looking forward to catching you and Bob Ike on air 9 to 10 here on AM 830 as you guys preview the Pacific Classic next Saturday. Thanks so much, John.
And my thing, that 11 race card next Saturday for Pacific Classic has a 1:30 post time. It's a little bit earlier.
Yep.
So make sure you get that on that calendar so you get there in time.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks so much. Let's get down Cotella. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Heads up the publicity efforts under the lights. Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Boy, good. You got a nice carryover in the pick six tonight. Conventional $2 pick six. $75,171. Nine races. You get underway at 6:35.
Yeah, Mike. What an exciting way to end the racing weekend. And with a great, great card here tonight at Los Alamitos Racecourse. The pick six, like you mentioned, gets underway tonight. Race number four, approximate post time for that race is 7:49 p.m. And we'll be right in the middle of our trials to the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity, a $260,000 race that will be held on September 14th. So we're going to have some of the top two-year-olds in action tonight, and that gets underway in race number two. So by the time we begin that pick six, we will have seen some of the best two-year-olds here at Los Alamitos, and I'm talking about horses like Mayor Humdinger, who won the Governor's Cup Futurity. He'll be in action in the second race. Race three looks pretty tough. There's a lot of horses exiting the either a kindergarten futurity race or a stakes race. Trident IoT, who won a stakes race recently, is one of the horses in the field. Race number five, so this will be the second leg of that pick six sequence. The Lady is a Vamp has been one of the most impressive two-year-olds that we've had here at Los Alamitos, has had two incredible outings out here. The one time that she ran in the Edward Million Trials, she just got off pretty slow, got into a little bit of trouble and missed qualifying. But I think this could be the night where she'll shine big time. So all in all, a really great set of trials to futurity trials right there in the middle of that pick six sequence, Mike.
Wow, looking forward to that. Quick recap, horse by the name of Lethal Cowboy 123 got it done in last night's Sergeant Pepper feature. And the only thing missing was Kurt Hoover presenting the trophy, because that was his favorite horse all time at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, he's definitely both special horses, right? Sergeant Pepper feature a world champion. And this horse, Lethal Cowboy 123, the TCQHRA Horse of the Year last year. He won the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity, won the Golden State Million Futurity last year. He's undefeated here at Los Alamitos, 5-4-5. He is coming back from Ruidoso Downs, missed qualifying to the All-American Derby out here. So the connection send him to Los Alas quickly as possible, because they're getting him ready for the Los Alamitos Super Derby. The Sergeant Pepper feature was a prep for the Super Derby trials, and he looked really impressive. The one thing is that we've now seen him twice race from the outside post, and both times he's lugged out. He's gone pretty close to that outside rail both times. So just remember that when he draws that outside post, he does like to draw to move to the outside post. And Mike, we also have the big one tonight, the Gray One Go Man Go Handicap. And what a race that's going to be. Impress him coming back for his first start of the year. And just to throw you a few numbers of the great career Impressum has had. Two-time Go Man Go winner. He's looking to be the first to win the Go Man Go three times. And we've had this race for 65 years. No one has won it three times. Let's see if he does it tonight. And if he wins, Mike, if he wins the Go Man Go tonight, that will be his 12th Grade 1 stakes victory. That would tie the all-time record in quarter horse racing. The Hall of Fame racehorse Danger currently holds that record. So he's looking for some history. Impress him is if he can win another Grade 1 tonight.
7-year-old gelding, Impress him. 7-5 favorite on Ed Burghardt's morning line in tonight's Go Man Go. Post time for that, 9:51 Pacific. Orlando, a best bet for the listeners this morning.
Well, I'm going to go to race number 9 because we have that big pick six carryover. We got to see if we can upset some big favorites. So I'm going to go with the Go Man Go Handicap and number 5, Shaker's No Secret, at 5-2. This horse faced Impressum in the Champion of Champions, ran third in that race, but he is on a roll, Mike. He's competed in 6 consecutive Grade 1 races, has hit the board every single time, won the Sunland Championship earlier this year, won the AQHA Challenge last year, ran second in the Vessels Maturity. He is in top form, and right now, Impressum, making that first out of the year. This might be the time to get him. So I'm going to go with the 5. Shaker's No Secret, 5-2 on the morning line here in race number 9. It's going to be a good car, Mike.
Thanks so much, Orlando. Looking forward to see you tonight there at Los Alamitos.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. We'll step aside one final time. Coming back strong, heading to Saratoga, and we're going to be saying hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com. Don't forget, trainer Mark Glack going to be joining us in the second hour. At the top of the next hour, Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners. He's going to let us know if the brilliant journalism runs in next Saturday's Pacific Classic. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great Sunday night of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Grade 1 racing action is back tonight with the running of the Grade 1 Go Man Go Handicap. The Go Man Go field is expected to feature champion Impressin as he looks for a record-setting third win in the Go Man Go. Plus Grade 1 winners Stanley Cartel, Unrelentless, and Scoops Dynasty, and more. It's a lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations or Pacific Classic Day, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Bird Life Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse, the Go Man Go Handicap, tonight.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
But if you're really going anywhere.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thurman, LA. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs on behalf of NairaBets.com. We say hello to Matthew DeSantis. Hey, Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. Hope everything's well out on the West Coast. We're enjoying some great day after vibes here in Saratoga.
Having worked a bunch of big days in racing myself, I got to believe maybe you got your tongue over the bit a little bit, but you got to marshal on, square your shoulders. You got 10 today, another six-day week in front of you. Let's talk about today's card. Can we make some money?
I think we can, absolutely. We're fast and firm on the turf right now. Race number 7 is where I'm going to head. Post time, 4:36 p.m. Eastern time. It's a $50,000 maiden claimer going a mile on the turf for three-year-old nut fillies and mares. I really like the number 6, Galatina, at 6-1 for trainer Carrie Bryan. Carrie is a really great steeplechase trainer, but people don't know she's also a very accomplished flat trainer. She actually had a 2-win day as a trainer on Thursday, I should say. She's got a lot of nice runners. Galatina is a horse that started her career on the dirt, went to the turf last time out, really perked up at Delaware Park. Now Carrie's bringing this one up to Saratoga. This horse has good speed and getting a big jockey upgrade to the Hall of Famer, Joel Rosario. So I really like Galatina at 6-1 here to get the job done and for her to break her maiden second start on the turf.
Okay, let's try and get lucky. And again, race 7 goes 4:36 Eastern. Once again, Matt, give us the coordinates on NairaBets.com.
Absolutely. Go to Naira Bets or download NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app today. You can use the promo code SPA200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And today, if you opt in, we also have a $10,000 hit and split on the late pick five at Saratoga.
Matt, as always, thanks so much. Listen, stay tuned at ThoroughbredLA.com. We're going to have Aaron Wellman on in just a few minutes and find out if, in fact, journalism is going to face older in the Pacific Classic this Saturday. I expect you to stay tuned. Well, he's not tuned. He's out. Anyway, folks, I hope you aren't. Stay in. We'll be right back. Again, Aaron Wellman of Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners is going to be joining us, followed by top trainer Mark Glad. This is Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great Sunday night of racing at the track of sunsets and stars. Grade 1 racing action is back tonight with the running of the Grade 1 Go Man Go Handicap. The Go Man Go field is expected to feature champion Impressum as he looks for a record-setting third win in the Go Man Go. Plus Grade 1 winners Stanley Cartel, Unrelentless, and Scoops Dynasty, and more. It's a lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations or Pacific Classic Day, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse, the Go Man Go Handicap, tonight.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. the Ragusan sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragusan sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragusan, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragusan Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragusan Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us now, less than a week away from the Grade 1 $1 million Pacific Classic this coming Saturday at Del Mar. And we think we're going to break a little bit of news here. We're joined now by Aaron Wellman, managing partner of Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners. Hey, Aaron, good morning. You're becoming a regular. That's a great thing for all of us, I hope. Let's talk about journalism, first of all. Not whether or not his name will be in the entry box Tuesday for Saturday's Pacific Classic, but address his work yesterday morning there at Del Mar.
Yeah, first and foremost, Mike, appreciate you having me on. We are all set for the Pacific Classic with journalism, so that is number one. He's come out of his work that you alluded to yesterday in great shape, cleaned up his feed tub last night, looked good on the road this morning, mm-hmm. sort of looking for a fight right now. So we're going to put him in the ring and let him have it. But yesterday's work was the kind of work that you want to go into a race like the Pacific Classic with. He was well within himself, had his company over a barrel every step of the way, ran through the wire beautifully, and then galloped out with the bounding strides that we're used to seeing out of him. So this is what we needed to see in order to have the confidence to make the announcement that we just made.
Aaron, I appreciate you making the news here on this show. It means a lot. Talk about do you have the splits on yesterday's work? I understand he went out 7 furlongs.
Yeah, he did. You know, he was a minute flat for 5/8 to the wire, and then galloped out to the 7/8 pole, let's call it 12s, you know, and doubled out a mile and in 39 or somewhere in that neighborhood.
Nice.
But, you know, we really are, I should say I, Michael McCarthy's the one on the stopwatch, but I'm a visual guy and a gut guy. And like I said to Umberto when he got off of him back at the barn, I don't want to know what you think. I just want to know what you feel. And he felt what my eyes told me they would.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, the entry is going to be taken Tuesday at the Brigantine. It looks like, knock wood, Todd Pletcher is going to be showing up with fierceness. A guy named Bob Baffert has Nisos. Obviously, we haven't even drawn post positions yet. You know your horse. How are you approaching this race now, 6 days out?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. Anytime you've got Baffert and Fletcher in a grade one or any race for that matter, you know it's going to be a heavyweight title bout, and that's what we're expecting. So we hope we're going in with a fighter that's ready to bring his A game. All indications are such, but... Yeah, look, you know, the draw going a mile and a quarter at Del Mar really isn't that impactful because you've got such a long run into that first turn. So we're not all that concerned about that. It does look like there's going to be quite a bit of pace in the race, which should be conducive for journalism style, which we're excited about. Hopefully, you know, it does manifest out on the racetrack as it looks on paper. But, yeah, right now all of his serious work has been done, and we'll just give him some nice, easy tempo gallops throughout the week. And hopefully if he keeps showing us the signs in his demeanor and his energy and his attitude and, of course, in the feed tub, we're going to lead him over there with conviction that he belongs against these older horses.
And I just want to point out for people that may not be familiar with how we train and all that, horses tell you so much by the way they eat. You came on and said he cleaned up really good, which means, you know, there was nothing left in the tub. That means he's feeling good. That's how they talk to us and a lot of other ways. But, boy, that's a big, big indicator. And the day after, a work like this, he walked this morning, correct?
He did. Yeah, he just had an easy walk day to let him recover from that workout. He was looking to do a little bit more, but we'll keep him on his feet for the time being and, you know, gradually build him up through the week to the big day on Saturday.
You know, we all saw a superstar, and you've had a good look at him through the spring, by the name of Sovereignty, take yesterday's Travers. I just want to recap for those folks who might not be familiar. Sovereignty wins the Los Alamitos Futurity in December. He takes the big stepping stone to the Santa Anita Derby, the San Felipe, this winter. He wins the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. He's second in the Kentucky Derby to Sovereignty. He runs in the Preakness. He wins it. He's second in the Belmont. And then he comes back, and he's all heart in winning the Grade 1 Haskell at Monmouth Park. This horse is just beyond special. What a bonus to the racing fan to have him, maintain his form as he has this entire year, Aaron. And I know you can't wait to run on Saturday.
Yeah, look, it's a blessing for the industry to have 2 3-year-olds that are elite caliber like Sovereignty in journalism. It's just remarkable that we've got two in the same crop that are as good as they are. I mean, you know, it's humbling to hear the comparisons of the era of Sunday Silence and Easy Goer and that sort of thing. And they're living up to it. They really are, not just on the racetrack, but their constitution of being able to, touch wood, carry through with such hardy campaigns, which you just don't see anymore.
Exactly.
And, we've come to expect it of Sovereignty in journalism that they're able to not only show up in the big dances time and again, but bring their A game. And we're trying our best not to take it for granted because we know it's so hard to come by these horses. And look, you know, they both now have 3 grade ones this year on their resume. The head-to-head matchup is 2-0 in favor of Sovereignty. We're keenly aware of that. We're hoping that if journalism is fortunate enough to beat the likes of a Nisos and a Fierceness on Saturday, which will be no easy task, that him beating older horses of that caliber in a grade one, going a mile and a quarter, that it sets the table for what will hopefully determine horse of the year come Breeders' Cup.
I knew that's where you were going. And to me, this was what the Breeders' Cup was all about when it was conceived. It doesn't always shake out that way, and you can't deny the body of sovereignty's work is tremendous, but you laid those numbers out there. You've been second to them twice. If you're able to turn the tables in the Breeders' Cup Classic, hey, we got a big-time discussion for Horse of the Year, but first things first, that's the Pacific Classic on Saturday. Aaron, hope to see you at the draw on Tuesday. Thanks for your time, and before we let you go, what's next for Velocity, a winner of the Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks a week ago yesterday?
Yeah, appreciate that, Mike. Velocity's come out of her Del Mar Oaks win in good order. Hopefully a few people on this show cash some big tickets at 35-1 boxcars odds. We're going to take our time with her next step, but I think we're going to put the Rodeo Drive at home at Santa Anita on the radar,
yep,
as well as, of course, the Queen Elizabeth, which is, you know, such a prestigious race for three-year-old fillies on the grass at Keeneland.
Yeah, and the Rodeo Drive, a mile and a quarter on turf there at Santa Anita.
Correct.
Yeah. Aaron Wellman, man, thanks for the time. What a ride you're on. Enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Hope we don't have to get off anytime soon. Thanks, Mike.
Exactly. All right, a guy who's on a pretty good ride himself, a native of Washington State. He went into the Washington State Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Fame a week ago yesterday, Long Acres Mile Day, and boy, he's on some kind of a roll right now. Joins us, trainer Mark Glad. Hey, Mark, good morning. We'll try him again. Hey, Mark, good morning. Are you there? So far, no bueno.
Hello?
Yeah, Mark, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay, good. Thanks so much, Mark. First things first, I know, you know, we had you on, what, 3 weeks ago, and Dr. Venkman in the Bing Crosby, he was stuck inside again, and I know it's been so frustrating. You know this guy's got so much talent. You know, yesterday you draw the rail again, but it's a short field. And in watching it, especially they had on after the race, things never really got claustrophobic down there. I know that was a big key for that horse yesterday in taking the Pat O'Brien, going 7/8 of a mile. But talk about the way the race unfolded and your thoughts now with a guaranteed berth if you decide to go into the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we were disappointed to draw the rail again. Because we felt like it had a major impact on his last two races, having an inside trip. But you know, on occasion, the rail's a good spot to be, and it just worked out that way with the late scratches, as you mentioned. It was a short field, and he was able to get a clear trip, and then he could have drove a truck through the inside. So as you put it, it wasn't claustrophobic at all, and the horse got up in there and then kind of waited on some competition late, but he ran very well, so we were very, very pleased.
And you know, you've got an option for the Breeders' Cup Sprint, but you'd have to supplement there. Is the thought leaning toward that Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, Mark?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we want to, you know, see how he bounces back, of course, and you know, keep both races, you know, as an option, and maybe see how things shake out. But for the moment, I think the Dirt Mile may be the spot for him.
Hey, Mark, you're very busy today. I think you got seven horses in six races, including this very, very talented filly in today's Rancho Bernardo Formula Rosa. Before we talk about her, though, the race in front, the six-horse Ballyhoogan, I thought a very good effort first time out, all things considered. Kind of an even effort going 6.5. You stretch out to a mile today. You're drawn outside, which I don't think is any big deal because it's six-horse field. But what about his chances today in his second career start with David Cohen up at 5-1?
You know, I like his chances. There are a couple of horses in there that, you know, certainly have a lot more experience than him. Typically, it's pretty tough off of one race to stretch right out to a mile, but it's what he wants to do, and I think he'll improve leaps and bounds over his first race, and you know, wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if he won. Wouldn't surprise me if he needs the two turn experience. and runs real well but gets beat. But, you know, he's going into it really well. And like I said, our intention all along was to only sprint him once and then get him going further as quickly as possible. But he got some good experience out of that first race, and we'll see if he can step forward.
The very next race, Mark, the Rancho Bernardo post time 2:31 Pacific. It's a grade 3, 100,000, going 6.5. I know you've always been high on Formula Rosa, a first-time out maiden winner back on February 21st. Gave her some time. She came back in an A other than allowance at 20 cents on the dollar and ran like it. She just ran them off their feet going 6 furlongs on August 3rd. And now, boy, you're facing a tough one in Sweet Azteca, who comes off that really big win against the likes of Richard Mandela's Copion and taking the Grade 2 Great Lady M at Los Alamitos on July 5th. John Lindo was on last hour, and he raised this question. It's not too often these days in American racing when a handicap means anything. But, boy, you get a pretty good pull in the weights here. Sweet Azteca for Richie Baltus carrying 126. Formula Rosa gets $1.15. Can Antonio Frasu get near that weight?
I don't think he can. You know, he's probably going to be 118 today, 119. So I don't think it's quite as big a weight break as, you know, looks to be on paper.
Yeah.
You know, which I don't mind. We're still getting a weight break. But as you mentioned, you know, tall task today with a mare like Sweet Azteca in the race.
Yeah, I mean, she can really run. But talk about your filly, Formula Rosa, the way she's come out of that allowance win. This is second off a pretty good freshening now. What about the way she comes into this race today?
Well, she's coming in excellent. She ran very well off the brief layoff. She bounced back extremely well. I thought her work was outstanding last weekend. You know, it's a quick run back. She certainly is lacking experience, but she's a very good filly. And I think we're about to find out how good she is. Would have probably, in a perfect world, chosen, you know, a next little middle step before we stepped into the likes of Sweet Azteca, amongst some others.
Yeah.
But the calendar and our goals just didn't warrant, you know, another available spot, at least in our own backyard here. So, you know, we'll see. We know it's a tall task to ask of her, but she's very good. I don't think anybody knows just yet how good she is, and you know, hopefully she's good enough to win today. And you know, we'll see. But I think we're very confident going in.
Interesting.
Really looking forward to the opportunity.
Looking forward to watching it, I'll tell you that. Folks, time is 9:22, and our guest is top trainer Mark Glad. He's currently second in the Del Mar trainer standings to Bob Baffert. That stands at 16-12. Mark, thanks for your time. You've got a filly coming off a long layoff, been away about 6 days shy of 1 year in race 7, Fly at Night. And jockey Ricky Gonzalez has really enjoyed a resurgence at this meet. She's 4-1 off the bench today. What about her chances going 5/8 of a mile in today's 7th on turf?
You know, yeah, she's trained very good off the layoff. You know, I don't think we've ever really seen her best yet, and I think we're expecting her best. You know, she didn't seem to care for the turf the best when she started two starts back last summer. She came back and ran much better on the dirt, but I think it was circumstances at the time. She is a Sir Prancelot, and they certainly seem to be, you know, pretty decent horses on either surface with a slight nod to the turf. Out of a hard spun mare, I just can't imagine that she doesn't like the turf or won't like the turf.
Right.
And if she runs to her most recent workouts, I think she would be very tough to outrun today.
She's been with your dad, Ron, up at San Luis Rey Downs. One work with you at Del Mar on August 17th, 59 flat on the dirt. Looks like it was a solid move. Fifth best of 83. And 5/8 on turf. Mark, she ought to be plenty fit, don't you think?
Oh, she's plenty fit enough. I think the question is, does she handle the turf as well? I mean, you saw the 59 work on the dirt.
Yeah.
Her best race was certainly on the dirt. But we did take blinkers off last time. I think that could have had as much to do with her improvement as anything else. And hopefully surface just isn't a question after we see the race today.
Mark, thanks for your time. One last question about an in-today horse. You've got two of them in race eight. I want to ask you about Ghost of Midnight. Been away 17 months. Antonio Fresu rides this horse back. What are you expecting today off this this kind of a layoff at 3-1?
Well, he's kind of one of my favorite all-time horses. He's just a real cool horse to be around. I don't think 6 furlongs is probably his best distance, but he's a good horse. He's come back well, and I just want him to get through a nice race today. Hey, if he's good enough to win, we'll sure take it. But I'm sure there might be a couple cobwebs he needs to shake off and maybe be a hair bit rusty. But just getting him back to the races, we're thankful for that. And we'll kind of see where he's at with his age now and a significant layoff and kind of figure out after today where to go from here. But I think there is a fair amount of speed in the race, so it might set up for a horse coming off the pace a little bit. I think probably the ideal distance for him is 6.5-7 furlongs or maybe even up to a mile.
Mark Glad, thanks for your time. And again, congrats on a big, big win from Dr. Venkman, a top sprinter, taking yesterday's 7-furlong. Pat O'Brien, I understand he got the morning line maker, John Lees, sent me a text. He got a 93 buyer in winning yesterday. And wish you all the best as you point to the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile in November there at Del Mar. Mark, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Mark. And listen, folks, it's here. Andy Harrington's here, too, so don't go away. The it I'm talking about is Data Eel. It's an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. The Data Eel's purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. And a guy who's always simple, straightforward, and an outstanding private clocker, he joins us right now on behalf of National Turf, Andy Harrington. Andy, good morning. How's everything going down there?
Good. People have called me simple, but I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Hey.
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's fantastic down here.
Okay, terrific. You heard me talking to Mark Glatt about a couple of his comebackers, and that's why people should get nationalturf.com. But what do you want to share with the listeners today regarding anything on the 9-race card at Del Mar?
Shoot over to the 7th race. You got a 5-furlong cowbred turf race. There's kind of an interesting horse in here on the outside. Well, not the outside, the 10 hole. A horse called Need the Dough from the Aggie Ordonia barn. This filly is a big horse. I think she's got enough speed to hang with these horses mid pack and then hopefully finish up. The 10 hole's no bargain, but it is 8-1. It's the only horse in the race I've got some really nice drills on. Both gate drills were very good, ran through the turn awfully well. I thought at 8-1 with the, it might even drift up a little bit with the somewhat low profile connections open. And, so we were going to take a shot in the 7th race at number 10 and Need the Dough, which I like the name too, by the way. So.
Okay. Yeah. Need that Dough. KNEAD. Post time 5:03 Pacific. We had Aaron Wellman on a few minutes ago talking about journalism. I know
what
you saw.
Say? What did he give you any definitive answer?
They're running, yeah. But I want to get your thoughts on the way he worked yesterday.
Yeah, I think they knew they were going to run yesterday. That was a purposeful drill. It wasn't a maintenance drill. Mr. Rispoli let the horse run really a lot through the on the turn after the drill on the gallop out. It looked like a drill to me that was ready for a, you know, they had a mile and a quarter race in line the following week. It was certainly not a maintenance drill. He's doing, as usual, you know, does everything they ask of him. He's just such a cool little horse that he just, you know, he whatever they want him to do, he'll do. And he's mentally, obviously, a super, super tough cat. So that's exciting news. I did not hear that. Fantastic.
Can he beat Nisos for Mr. Baffert?
Well, at a mile and a quarter, I mean, until Nisos can go a mile and a quarter, we'll see. I don't know. We know journalism can. That's what horse racing is about. I mean, Nisos couldn't be doing any better, and journalism is doing well, and then obviously the fierceness is coming out. This is going to be the barn burner. So, I'll be honest with you. I'm on the fence if Nisos is going a mile and a quarter. I think he can, but until they do it, they have to do it, you know. So we'll see. Yeah, that would be the only, I think it's going to be nice as this race to have the lead into the lane, but, you know, I mean, tourism is a really tough customer. So, he shows up every time, and he's mentally as tough as you come. So, I mean, I'm already excited about the race.
Everybody is. Andy, tell us about nationalturf.com.
Yeah, just go to nationalturf.com. We've got a workout report up there with grades and, you know, give you a little information that, give you a little information that's not in a racing form. So just go to nationalturf.com.
Thanks so much. Let's get lucky with number 10, Need the Dough, in race 7. Have a great day, Andy.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, going to step aside, coming back strong, Bruce Finkelstein with a $19 winner last Sunday at Saratoga, hoping for more of the same today, maybe at the Spa and down where the turf meets the surf. And, of course, he's going to be followed by Bob Mazursky. On the back end, Toby Callett, take two with Jonathan Hardoon. This is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting 3 Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great Sunday night of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Grade 1 racing action is back tonight with the running of the Grade 1 Go Man Go Handicap. The Go Man Go field is expected to feature champion Impressum as he looks for a record-setting third win in the Go Man Go. Plus Grade 1 winners Stanley Cartel on Relentless and Scoops Dynasty and more. It's a lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations or Pacific Classic Day, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Bird Life Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse, the Go Man Go Handicap, tonight.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Folks, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. And on behalf of the listeners, thanks so much, man. Great job at Saratoga last Sunday. The Paddock Pastor returning $19.40 to win. Those are nice.
Those are nice. That was an exciting finish. That horse was looked hopelessly too far back, and just with DeTore got there at the wire, that was a nice one. We'll take it.
No question. Hey, Bruce, I want to engage you in a little something. I should have mentioned it much earlier, but really we lost a very significant guy in this business for so many years on Friday. Ron Turcotte, who will forever be remembered as the regular writer of the Immortal Secretariat. He left us at age 84. He was a Canadian native. He had been in a wheelchair following a mishap out of the starting gate at Belmont Park in July of 1978, paralyzed from the waist down all those many years, Bruce. I never met him. I interviewed him one time regarding the George Wolfe Memorial Jockey Award at Santa Anita, which he won in 1979 after he had been injured. But I talked to guys who knew him, an outstanding writer, a great writer, you know, way beyond Secretariat. He rode Northern Dancer as a two-year-old, a man's man. I never knew of him to complain about anything. He was busy on the road for a lot of great causes, charitable causes, the permanently disabled jockeys fund and so on. Just a big loss. Really a heck of a guy. Ron Turcotte, winner of over 3,000 races, a Hall of Famer, gone at 84 this past Friday, Bruce.
Yeah, real shame, but you brought up how long he lived after being paralyzed.
That is unbelievable.
That's a rarity, you know, with an athlete to go that long.
And I think it was his mental approach. I truly believe that, Bruce.
It was a really good interview, I remember, through the years following horse racing. Got interviewed quite a bit. Very plain spoken and honest and to the point, very knowledgeable. You know, it's a shame. It's a great sport, but there's a lot of risk still involved in being a rider, and that was a shame. But boy, he really hung around and was a great ambassador for the sport.
Honest to a fault, I got to say this because he said it to me. I asked him what it meant to him all those years ago winning the George Wolfe Award. He said, well, you know, before that, I kind of thought it was a political thing. And maybe it was. Maybe it is to a certain extent. But he was just straightforward, you know. I really enjoyed talking to him.
And that led to another Canadian jockey. You know who we don't hear about anymore, Mike, a great all-time Canadian jockey, is Sandy Hawley. Do you know anything? I know he's been up in Canada. He fought cancer, fought it off, and what a great guy he was.
He was doing some publicity stuff for Woodbine. The last time I saw Sandy, and the gal he's married to, a very nice lady, she rode races as well, and I can't remember her name, was at the 2023 Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita, and actually interviewed him for radio. But, great rider.
He was a total class act. What a very approachable. Yep. One of the greatest guys as a jockey through my years of following
him. And Lafitte used to say he was the most frustrating guy he ever rode against because he could never figure out what he was doing right because it looked like he did so many things wrong. He wasn't that concerned about saving ground. He couldn't switch sticks. But, man, they ran for him, you know, and he had a great run in the 1970s. You remember they renamed Hollywood Park Holly Park.
Yeah, if not mistaken, I think instead of switching whips, did he put it in his mouth sometimes?
Yes, he did.
Switch?
Or three jumps later, then he would get it to the other hand. Yeah.
Yeah, very unconventional.
Yeah.
But, these Canadians, we've seen some great Canadian riders, Turcotte being right at the top of the list with Sandy. That's a shame.
All right, let's get to it. I think you're going to Saratoga for your first selection.
Yeah, let's go to one of the non-glamour races. We'll go to the 10th race today, Mike. Kind of an interesting angle here. These are 12-5 claimers. And there is a lot of speed. I'm counting anywhere from maybe four, as many as five horses in this field. Now it's down to nine with a late scratch of the eight horse Meet Me in Mundus. I think the horse that gets the trip here is the 7 Macaw, who has come off a 7.5-month layoff. Mike, he was a maiden to start this year. He's won 3 of 4, one of which came here a month ago when he ran down the 7-5 favorite Shlomo in a race that really didn't set up for him. He had to do all the work and catch a horse that was fresh. Here's the interesting angle. Mike, he was claimed for $17,000, but was it restricted non-winners three lifetime? Claimed for $17,000. He runs back for $12,000 today with no restrictions. My feeling is this is a lateral move because this is non-restricted. That was restricted. And then take a look at the purse. This is a pretty darn good purse, $34,000. First prize for this race is $20,000. So if they just win the purse, they recoup the claim, and they still have the horse. Maybe the horse gets claimed also. So I think this might be an aggressive move by ex-rider Mike Maselli, sticking him in for $12,000. He certainly gets a great setup. The horse has never been better. Let's go with the 7, McCaw. He's 12-1. I don't think we'll get anywhere near that. I'm going to do a very strong exacta box with the bottom horse here, the 10 Rhythm Nick. So the 7 McCaw with the 10 Rhythm Nick.
Go for 2 in a row at Saratoga. Post time for race 10 today, 6:19 Eastern. We tee it up at 2:00 Pacific for the first of 9 today at Del Mar.
Let's go to the third race, and I like the six horse here, Pacific Quest. When he stretched out at Santa Anita in early June, I thought he was a very sharp winner there that day for maiden 50. He kind of sat chilly just off the leaders. He was a strong finish. I thought he was just workmanlike. Now, he ran on opening day at Del Mar, and Mike, typically when you see 47-1 for a half mile on the grass in Southern California, that's a slow pace. But go back to opening day at Del Mar. The turf was a little slow that day. They ran the Oceanside Stakes. They did the half mile in Oceanside Stakes in 48-1. A horse called Genius Jimmy, who's fast, also did a 48. So looking back in retrospect, him pressing the 47-1 half mile was very fast. He opened up and then just got caught at the wire. I'm looking for maybe a little more patient ride today, possibly a little slower pace in this race. And I liked what he's done in both grass races. Third race, let's go with the 6, Pacific Quest at 6-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and race 3 at Del Mar slated for 3:02 Pacific. Tell us about the website.
BetOnBruce.com is the website. We have the full card analysis at Del Mar with the last 6 races of the day at Saratoga with audio, sort of a seminar with it, and also the 4 best plays of the day at Del Mar with audio, all at BetOnBruce.com.
Thanks so much, Bruce. All the best.
Take care, Mike.
All right, say hello to Bob Mazursky now. You can catch his full graded handicap and Bob's morning line and all the Southern California News Group papers every racing day. Bob, good morning.
Morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I know you're going to be talking Pacific Classic with Bob and John here on Saturday from 9 to 10. I want to ask you, first of all, you never know if which fierceness is going to show up. If the A-list fierceness shows up, does he win? What do you think?
Well, I mean, he's certainly capable of winning. I mean, it's off his last 2 races. It's kind of hard to see him winning based on how he ran in the Met Mile and then the way he ran last time. So I'm a little bit skeptical of him right now. But as you said, he's certainly on his best day is capable. And then Nisos, the question is the distance, 1.25 miles. And then journalism is the proven commodity at that distance. So it should be a heck of a race hopefully they'll all bring their A game and we'll see who's best.
And if they do, who do you like 6 days out?
Probably journalism at this point, just because of his ability at the trip. Fierceness is a little tough to take.
And his consistency, right, Bob?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Journalism fires every time. He's just gotten beat by a better horse, at least so far in Sovereignty. But there's 2 losses this year. So, yeah, it should be a great race next Saturday.
All right. We got 9 of them today. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to the third race, too. I just like a different horse. I like number 2, Crazy Cavalier. He's one of those horses that took forever to break his maiden, but you know, the Kurt Hoover light bulb angle might be kicking in. This horse won so impressively over the course. I think he can come right back against winners. Number 2 in the third, Crazy Cavalier.
Okay, interesting. And Antonio Fresu riding for Doug O'Neill. A nice maiden 50 win last time out again, post time 3:02. Bob, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Here.
Okay, appreciate it. Bob Mazursky with us. And a quick word about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. If you go to the Derby Room, and you should, at Fairplex Park in Pomona, so much fun. Free to park, free admission every day. But if you're looking for something to eat on the way home, stop by Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza at the southwest corner of Foothill and D Street, right behind In-N-Out next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. We'll take our final time out. Coming back strong with Toby Callett from South Florida. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great Sunday night of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Grade 1 racing action is back tonight with the running of the Grade 1 Go Man Go Handicap. The Go Man Go field is expected to feature champion Impressum as he looks for a record-setting third win in the Go Man Go. Plus Grade 1 winners, Stanley Cartel, Unrelentless, and Scoops Dynasty, and more. It's a lineup of the top runners in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations or Pacific Classic Day, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Bird Life Sports Park. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse, the Go Man Go Handicap, tonight.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thurber, Los Angeles. Hey, listen, folks, if you've got plumbing issues, commercial, residential, no matter when, 24-7, year-round, give my friends at Western Rooter a call at 626-648-5999. 5499, rather. That's 648-5499. Western Rooter, they do it all. I can tell you from, you know, multiple personal experiences, both commercial and residential. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. You'll see over 400 five-star reviews. Western Rooter, again, at 626-648-5499. They mentioned Thurbert LA Radio, and they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, owned by my good friends Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Let's get South Florida's advertised. Say hello to Toby Calla. Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. You got 10 of them at Gulfstream. What's the weather like?
Well, the weather's cleared up after major rains Friday and Saturday. The track is drying. The main track is listed good. Gulfstream is offering a four south today. The Rainbow Six, races 5, 8, and 10 are tepetted. 6, 7, and 9 are dirt. Take you to the 9th. Horse off my horses to watch list. Number 5, Nautical Star. Edgar Zayas takes the call for Safi Joseph. One of two that Safi has in here. I think Nautical Star has the running style. He likes the track with some moisture in it. And as I say, he comes off my horses to watch list. Should be a square price. Might help you out in that Rainbow Six. Number 5, Natural Star, in today's 9th.
Okay, and today's 9th slated to go at 5:20 Eastern. Toby, have a great day. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.
All right, take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. We get back to Saratoga Springs. John, good morning. How's everything?
Good, Mike. The weather's holding up so far, but you never know here. It could change in a minute. But as of now, it's just overcast and rain is, again, expected later in the day. By the way, Mike, I was at the track the day that Ron Turcotte went down and got injured. It was just horrible. I remember it like it was yesterday, and very sad.
Indeed. Did you ever meet him, John?
No, I didn't, but he did all kinds of wonderful work for the Disabled Jockeys Fund. He went to every single one of those functions, and you and Bruce were talking about it. You know, he lived a long life, 84 years old, and usually, unfortunately, after accidents like that, you don't always last, you know, but he did unbelievable work, and he should be credited for it.
I had guys tell me he was a really strong rider and smart, you know, just a stone natural talent, and he did very well, far beyond Secretariat, but his mental attitude, I think, enabled him to have the kind of longevity that he enjoyed.
Yeah, you know, again, and he just dedicated his entire life to it, and rightfully so, I guess.
Anyway, John, we got 9 of them today here where the turf meets the surf. What do you want to do for radio?
Let's go to the 9th and final, Mike. It's a mile on the turf, and I really like the number 6 horse in here, Mega Yacht. This is a 7-year-old gelding from the Bob Hess barn. His last couple of races, he had really tough trips. Last time out, he was hung out extremely wide. Today he switches to Hector Barrios, and this guy just rides these turf horses so good, Mike. He's always in the right spot. He saves ground, and he really gets the most out of them. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Number 6, Mega Yacht for Bob Hess, wins today's 9th and final out at Del Mar.
Can't wait to get your Pacific Classic thoughts with John Lindo and Bob Ike, 9-10 here next Saturday. Talk about the website, jonhardoon.com.
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selections. And, Mike, I'm calling it the race of the summer next week.
I like it.
The Classic. It is really going to be one worth watching, believe me.
And no doubt about it. Can't wait. Hey, John, all the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Again, my thanks to Chris Monreal and Elise Diaz inside. Harvey Hyde next up. Going to take a look at all the college football around the nation. I'm Mike Willman. Hope you enjoyed the show. Good luck today.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia.
great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.